Radio Prague News. The annual Prague Pride Festival of LGBT culture kicks off in the Czech capital today. Seven companies are to be charged over manipulated tenders at Czech Post, and fires are raging in several parts of the country. The annual Prague Pride Festival celebrating sexual minorities kicks off in the Czech capital today with a concert on Strelitzky Island. The festival, which is in its fifth year, will see more than 120 events, including debates, film screenings and exhibitions, and will culminate with a colourful parade through the city centre on Saturday. This year's theme of Prague Pride is "We all have a rainbow inside," and the organisers are hoping to attract not only the LGBT community, but also a broader public. Last year, the festival attracted more than 60,000 people throughout the week, and over 15,000 joined the parade. The police have proposed filing charges against 14 individuals and seven companies in connection with manipulated tenders at Czech Post, the state-owned postal service. Among the companies to be charged is the firm Agrotech, which is part of the Agrofert group owned by Finance Minister Andrej Babiš, and Czech Post itself. According to a Czech television report, Mr. Babiš's right-hand man in the ANO party, Jaroslav Faltinek, was on Agrotech's managerial board up until last spring. Although medicinal marijuana was legalized in the Czech Republic 6 months ago, it remains too expensive for most patients, according to specialists who are authorized to prescribe it, Czech television reports. At present, the soft drug is imported from the Netherlands and costs 300 crowns per gram. Under Czech law, it is not covered by insurance, and most patients who need it would need to pay between 12 and 18,000 crowns monthly from their own pockets. The situation should improve when local companies are ready to start delivering supplies sometime at the end of this year. The price for 1 gram should then drop to approximately 75 crowns. The police have charged two minors who last week beat to death a homeless man near the Pardubice bus station. According to officers, they used cycle to Pardubice from a nearby village with the intention of getting into a fight. One of them reportedly had an air gun in his possession. They attacked the homeless man while he was sleeping, punching and kicking him until he lay senseless. He died of internal bleeding. The two have been charged with inflicting grievous bodily harm resulting in death, but the police have not ruled out upgrading the charges to murder. In the first case, they would face up to 5 years in jail. In the event of a murder charge, they could get up to 10 years if convicted. Ex-President Václav Klaus perceives the wave of illegal migrants in Europe as a fundamental danger. Mr. Klaus told journalists on Monday that Europe should have stepped up border security long ago and taken decisive steps to curb the flow of illegal migrants across Europe. The former head of state said he considered the attitude of European leaders, including Czech top officials, utterly irresponsible. Czech police detain on average 40 illegal migrants a day, and the Czech government has approved a plan to accept 1,500 foreign migrants by 2017 in order to ease the burden on other EU member states. Fires are raging in several parts of South and West Bohemia, with the region's fire crews and voluntary firefighters out in force. A forest fire near the town of Bavorov in southern Bohemia is reported to have destroyed 150 hectares of land. Nine fire crews are battling to contain a fire in the fields near Domažlice, and 20 fire units have been called to a fire in the vicinity of the western town of Plzeň. A high-level fire risk alert is in place around the country, and the Liberec region on Monday introduced a ban on making fires and smoking out in the open. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The present heat wave is expected to last throughout the week, with day temperatures reaching 37 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.